This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, we learned inflation in August went up 0.6%, a spike driven in large part by gas prices. Something else we noticed, the cost of fixing a car or truck is up 17% in a year. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
At East Baltimore Car Care, mechanic Jerry Fiden has worked on 6 cars so far. He's got 7 to go before the end of the day. He says the cost of everything has gone up. Labor, overhead, but especially car parts.
That stuff is going up ungodly, you know what I mean? All this adds extra money to the cost of the job.
And those jobs are more complicated than they used to be, says his colleague Tom Tillman.
The technology of the cars is getting a lot more complex. We have to decipher what is actually going on with the vehicle. And it takes time.
Also part of the problem, the cars and trucks we drive are older than they've ever been. An average of 12 and a half years, according to S&P Global Mobility. Robert Frick, a corporate economist with the Navy Federal Credit Union, says that's a result of car industry supply chain struggles during the pandemic.
And a lot of people were forced to buy high mileage, old model, used cars, which now are coming due for repairs.
And he points out rising repair prices hit low-income people the hardest because they're more likely to buy used cars. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.